Welcome to Gustav Klimt, the Magic of Line. Klimt was a seminal figure of European modernism. In this exhibition, marking the 150th anniversary of his birth, is the first retrospective fully dedicated to his work as a draftsman. It was through his drawing that he developed the key themes of his art: human suffering, love and passion, and the eternal cycles of life and death. It might take a while to sink in, but here's how to escape quicksand. First of all, don't panic. It's impossible to drown in quicksand because humans actually float in it. Quicksand is a mix of fine sand, clay, and salt water. Because it is extremely dense, humans only sink about up to their waist. What makes it dangerous is its viscosity. Number 8. Sanibel Island. Sanibel Island is located just off Fort Myers in the Gulf of Mexico. It is connected to the mainland by a causeway and is known as a quiet, natural travel destination well-suited for families. The island of less than 7,000 permanent residents may have harbored pirates in days of yore, if local legends are to be believed. In June 1812, the young United States declared war on the greatest power in the world, Great Britain. For 2.5 years, Americans fought against the British, Canadian colonists, and Native nations in a small but bitter war. And yet in the U.S. today, very little of the War of 1812 lives on in the public mind. A human-eating plant? Contrary to what you see in the movies, there's no such thing. An insect-eating plant? Yes, there are many such varieties like the Venus flytrap and the bladderwort, who catch their prey with sudden trap-like movements. Others have nooses or flypaper-like discs. Perhaps the least dangerous-looking yet most deadly carnivorous plant is the pitcher plant, which never has to move to catch its prey.